Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
Moviegoers who would enjoy a sumptuous historical melodrama about the last days of the French monarchy might consider the gorgeous and well-acted Farewell, My Queen.
Vous savez ce qui me fait le plus de peine, Monsieur Moreau? C'est toute cette malveillance autour de la reine.
Si jeune et déjà aveugle.
For those whose French is a little bit rusty, and I don't speak the language at all, an old courtier to Louis XVI is here telling a loyal servant of the Queen that she may be young, but she's already blind. And speaking of vision, this movie is one of the most spectacular evocations of its period ever mounted on screen. Actually shot at the Great Palace of Versailles, but highlighting the rats, insects, grime, and pain beneath the glittering surfaces. Diane Kruger gives an Oscar-worthy performance as Marie Antoinette, which should help everyone forget about the rancid Kirsten Dunst movie about the same doomed ruler. The film takes place entirely during 3 days around the fall of the Bastille, and there are lots of hints about sex and violence, but you never see anything on screen. The film, by the way, endorses dubious accusations by anti-royalists that the Queen was actually infatuated with a noblewoman who was her close friend. Rated R for sex references and 2 scenes of startling nudity. 3 stars for the haunting, moody, and unforgettable Farewell, My Queen.
For more movie reviews, go to michaelmedved.com.